Some 30 to 50,000 Christians have fled their homes in the Indian state of Orissa in fear for their lives. Many have taken refuge in the forests of Orissa and are now in desperate need of shelter, food and medical assistance.
La situazione in India è tragica. Ogni giorno avvengono assassini di persone costringendole a cambiare religione.
Father Bernardo Cervalera, director of the Pontifical Missions Asia News Online Daily, told Vatican Radio that the situation in India is tragic. Every day, he says, killings and beatings are going on to force people to convert from Christianity back to Hinduism. Many are the martyrs who have already given their lives because they refused to change their religion. The violence erupted in late summer when radical Hindu nationalists accused Christians of killing one of their leaders. Since then, Christian homes, businesses, and schools have been burnt to the ground and hundreds of people targeted by angry mobs. The terrible irony, says Father Cervalera, is that this bloodshed, this sacrifice, is totally unjustified because a Maoist group in Orissa has claimed responsibility for the murder of the Hindu leader. While European bishops' conferences have made an urgent appeal to European governments for rapid intervention to end the violence against Christians in Orissa, the Archbishop of Cuttack Bhubaneswar in Orissa, Raphael Chinath, told Chris Altieri that the state government's response to the violence has been entirely inadequate and even shows signs of cooperation with the perpetrators.
The attack on Christians in Kandamal district, which began on 24th of August, is still going on. And the state administration, state as well as center, have sent a lot of troops to check this and to establish peace and harmony and to bring the culprits to books. Unfortunately, the situation at present is out of control. In the sense, the miscreants are moving freely and doing whatever they want. To tell you the truth, there is hardly anything that they have not destroyed. So now they are moving and attacking anybody who is coming into that area. So the entire district, the Christian population is practically out of the district. The 40 to 50,000 displaced persons are there. You can call them refugees. The state government itself has set up 13 to 14 relief camps. And in one of the relief camps in the beginning, there were more than 4,000 people. Very congested existence they had. And now they have also three relief camps in coastal line, Bhubaneswar. That is, the distance between these two is more than 300 kilometers. So the people have traveled from there to Bhubaneswar because they found their living in Kandamal district is very dangerous. And therefore, they left their home, their property, their relations, everything. And whatever they could gather, they have come. But there is not much to gather because they have burned everything. And therefore, they have come just almost empty-handed. And they have been here in three different refugee camps. We are looking after them. And they say, in Bhubaneswar and in the vicinity, in the surroundings, there must be at least 10,000 refugees in refugee camps with their friends in rented houses and maybe also in the railway station and the roads.
Archbishop Chinath, it's an extremely thorough portrait of how things are in Kandamal district and elsewhere. But there's something that I'm having a hard time getting my head around myself, and that is with all of these security forces being deployed, how is it that the violence continues? I mean, are they completely ineffective? Are they turning a blind eye? Do they not have the right sort of rules of engagement? What is the situation?
There are a number of things to be considered. First of all, the administration for a number of years turned a blind eye to what is happening in the state. Namely, this Sangh Parivar that consists of RSS, RSS, Vishwendu Parishad and Brajrang Dal. These are radical revolutionary outfits of the Sangh Parivar, all the Hindu fundamentalist groups. And they have been given a free hand all these years. And they are grown stronger and they are multiplied. And now all the political parties used them for their own end. And now they have become so strong, it is not easy to control them. Secondly, when the trouble began, there was a gross negligence from the part of the administration. And if I am not mistaken, there was a kind of understanding between the Sangh Parivar, these miscreants, and the fundamentalist groups, and the state administration, that don't take any serious actions. I cannot simply prove this one, but the fact, in December as well as now, the police force, I would say the police force of the local policemen, they were just witnesses in every case. In not one case, we could see the police in active to prevent the miscreants doing these criminal activities. And from that, my conclusion is that why the police force, which is supposed to protect the people, to protect the properties of the citizens, are dumb and not active at all. So this only tells me that there was a secret understanding between the Sangh Parivar as well as the state government. Don't take any serious actions because they have a political mileage, political gain in this. Because next year the election is coming, 2009, April, May, the elections will be announced. And so they are preparing themselves just like Modi government prepared himself in Gujarat, allowing 2,000 Muslims to be slaughtered and 50 or 60 churches been destroyed. And after the election, he won with a thumping majority. And this is what my own observation, why the state government is letting this go. On the other hand, I remember two officers, one officer in charge of a police station, who tried to prevent the people desecrating the church. The very same night, he was transferred and suspended. Another SP, superintendent of police, who did not bow down to the demand of the Hindu fundamentalists, especially the Swami before his death, he demanded arrest of some people and he did not bow down to it. And also he questioned the rioters, why did you attack the house of the Jesuits where they had nothing to do with the killing of the cows. And for that he was suspended. So from this all I understand that they let it go out of hand. Now it is certainly beyond their control, and therefore I would say the situation is simply out of control.
Archbishop Raphael Chinath of Cuttack Bhubaneswar, Orissa. While speaking to reporters in New Delhi this week, India's steel minister Ram Vilas Paswan said the situation in Orissa has deteriorated so badly that the central government should seriously consider allowing the federal executive to take over police powers within Orissa State. And we here at Vatican Radio on our news and features programs will do our best to keep you up to date to what is going on with the Christian community there in Orissa, India.